things going on at the Red River Valley Fair. Tomorrow, you want to stop by and see what the president of Minnesota's chapter of American Agri-Women, Carolyn Zern, has in store for you. Hello, Carolyn.
Hello, how are you today?
I'm pretty good, thank you. First off, a crop report. How did you fare in the storm the other night? That kind of did it. Was it west and south of you, or not so much?
We were wet. I guess it was the storms before that where we were hailed in two different places, and well, actually, many places along the log in our planting, and so that hit us more so than the storm that came through the other night.
Oh, and did you get a little rain, though?
Yes, we did. I want to say that we got 1.75 inches. It was not bad at all.
Wow.
Compared to what other people got.
Yeah.
And we didn't lose as many trees as a lot of people would. I don't. But on Floyd Lake, oh, it's bad.
All right. Well, yeah, and flattened crops there, you know, West Norman County, Yulin.
Yep.
So I knew you were close, so I had to check in on you. So,
yeah.
All righty. Well, Carolyn, let's now tomorrow afternoon at the Ag Education Center at the Red River Valley Fair grounds, you've got a great program. You're coupling with the Bayer folks for a Feed a Bee program. Tell us about it.
Okay, yes, yeah, so tomorrow afternoon at 12:30, I'll be on the stage to present the program to people so that they realize that Bayer Crop Science and America Agri-Women are partnering up to put on some initiatives to help create more forage for the honeybees and other pollinators. So Bayer Crop has come up with $500,000 in grants to provide to different groups within the various states the initiative to come up with different programs so that we can provide more forage for the bees. Is what's happening, Nick, is that we're losing the forage. It's not so much that bees are dying. Actually, we're increased in bee production, but they're losing their forage.
Mm-hmm.
And if we're supposed to feed all these people in the world in about 2050, I think 9 billion if I'm correct, we need more forage area for the honeybees. On our farm alone, we have 14 acres of pollinators planted, pollinator seeds planted.
Mm.
So hopefully that will help. And we're putting out one of those moments where we say, come on, you guys, it's time to start doing this. So each of our states are kind of challenging each other as well and saying, okay, let's get with the program. So you can find this at Bayer's Feed a Bee program. You can go to bayer.com. You can find it on there. So that's most what's going on in that program. But I do want to say that, you know, $500,000 in grants is not a sneeze in the bucket there. It's needed.
Yeah.
You know, so what have you been hearing out there about it?
Well, same thing. I've been visiting with the folks at Bayer for several years about this, about pollinator health, about the importance of bees, how it's so much of what we eat. I think one out of every three mouthfuls that we stick in there are thanks to a bee. So I guess it's time to say thanks to the bees and create some pollinator health and pollinator plots out there.
Yeah, and so here's another issue that people don't think of is how even the livestock farmers, I mean, they need their crops pollinated as well in order to feed the livestock.
Sure.
So it's not just crops that you think that you eat from the day-to-day basis. It goes on into our livestock area and arena. I was talking to somebody here in Minnesota, and I want to say the president of the Honey Bee Association, but I might be wrong. Anyway, after I talked to him about the issue where people are complaining that, you know, agriculture is destroying the bee population, I wanted to get his opinion. And after we talked, and he says, no, he said it's a variety of conditions, which, of course, I'll have that information at the fair. And I said, so why do you bring your bees to Detroit Lakes if we're such a decline of the type of forage they need, like for Walmart parking lots or new housing, those kind of things? That's how we lose that forage area. He said, well, basically, they bring them down for the bass trees And I was just totally surprised. So Bass Trees was one of the big honey producer that he uses. And so going to Floyd Lake yesterday, and I want to say that the majority of the trees that went down were basswood.
Wow. Now, Carolyn, on the Zurn farm near Callaway, Minnesota, the 14 yeah. acres that you've dedicated to pollinator plots, did you carve out a corner of the soybean field, or is this just land that wouldn't be farmed otherwise, and you've just dedicated it to making a happier place for bees?
A little of both. We have different properties that have some lowland, and we want it to be with the government programs that help you with the projects, like bee forage. And they tell you what you need to plant, you know, to be on the right track, because a lot of people aren't, they don't understand, you know, exactly what you do need to plant. And so we went through our local NRCS office, and they were wonderful, and we hired someone with a planter that has the ability to do things like that. Obviously, our planters aren't quite right for that kind of seed. Yeah. And so mostly it just had to be in the sun. It had to provide an area where there was also water available, and where we probably couldn't take it down in a couple of years and then use that land again. So, yeah, it's production land.
Yeah. Well, my flowers around the house are just starting to bloom. I think early we need to plant more types of things that will bloom as early as possible in the year. So are you going to have some resources at the fair yes. tomorrow for that?
Yes, definitely. Because, first of all, we have several web pages that you can go to find out exactly when you need these to be planted. One other thing, a lot of the people that we know that, you know, have hives, that they raise bees as their livestock, they tend to take them to California. Mm-hmm. Well, what happened in the last 3 years or 5 years? There was no water coming into California. The almond trees are what the main source of their honeybee production used. And those groves are going down by the numbers. So there's more to it than just what we have here. It's where they take the bees in the winter as well.
Right. All righty. Well, it's tomorrow, 12:30, Red River Valley Fair Ag Education Center. And I thank you for doing this, Carolyn.
And you won't miss me. You can't miss me, I say. I'll have on the bee costume.
Oh, okay. I was thinking, because it's usually you're the loudest person in the room, but...
Yeah, that's true.
But tomorrow you'll be in a bee costume. All right, we'll look for you buzzing around tomorrow out at the fair.
Thank you, and I hope everyone brings in their children to see the education that we can provide for them. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Carolyn, thank you, and thank you for what you do for agriculture.
Sure. Take care. Bye.
Bye now.